And hello, 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 and welcome back. Recognize that voice? That's our very own Rose Weaver, who's going to be playing with the New Orleans Jazz Band on the Steeple Street stage on Saturday from 7 to 9. She will be followed by the incredible international sensation, saxophonist and flautist, Greg Abate. So there's going to be a lot happening on Steeple Street. Betsy, we talked about everything going on with the Hep C information fair.
Absolutely. A lot of Hep C hope going on.
That's
at
right.
That fair.
What do you think? Did we miss anything?
No, I don't think so.
You know, we did miss. This fire is all about hope.
It is.
And we've got our other sponsors. So we've got Fidelity.
Fidelity
Investments. So if you're a Bend a Water Fire or if you come every year, for the last, it's got to be, it's a long time. I'm somewhere around, 12 to 15 years. Fidelity Investments has been folding origami cranes and handing them out to people along the installation. The symbol of the crane being... What, hope and fidelity, right?
With hope and fidelity.
Have
yes.
you heard the story about?
I have heard the story of the young woman who was sick and folded 1,000 cranes to get a wish.
So that kind of really ties into everything that
yes.
we're doing at this fire, and I know that they're going to have a setup, right, where people will be able to learn.
You'll be able to learn from Fidelity volunteers how to fold your very own cranes.
Have you ever tried folding origami, Betsy?
I have.
How did you make out?
I can make pretty much the simplest thing, which is a frog.
Then
it's not even very good.
Then you're doing better than I am. I get frustrated after the third fold when it doesn't come out right. But there we are. You know, Fidelity is part of this. So, again, a whole night filled with hope, filled with great things.
Wonderful.
And, you know, we've got something that Lynn Taylor just said to us. And, again, I want to bring this up. Not only is this Rhode Island Defeats Hep C fire so big just here in southern New England and at Water Fire, Lynn was saying, can you believe this, that it is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Hep C festivals in the world?
I'd believe it.
Well, yeah, considering everything we just found out
mm-hmm.
about, you know, how new everything is. But, you know, I love the rapid treatment that we're getting for people. So that's very encouraging. And now we've got on with us, you know, I said, this is a very big fire, a lot of moving parts. Again, we've still got the Festival Arts Plaza happening that starts at 6 o'clock. Steeple Street really starts at 6 o'clock with all the information and Hep C Hope. And there'll
Absolutely.
Be some music happening before Rose comes on and before Greg Abate. We've got the torch procession. We've got, of course, in the Starfield, people are going to be making wishes and putting up the stars.
Wishes and dedications with Luminaria.
Yep, we've got that very special, thing that's going to be popping up on Steeple Street, which everybody, I'm telling you, it's magical. You got to go see what it is. Take a picture. Post it to your Facebook page. Post it to Instagram. Who knows? You know, tag
Absolutely.
Water Fire. It's going to be really cool. But even in inclusion of that, in this basin area, we've got a lot of stuff happening even before the lighting. So I know we've got, is it the Exalt?
Yeah, the Exalt Choir from Mixed Magic Theater will be having a gospel set, before the fire lighting.
Very cool.
And they're just fantastic every single time.
And then from there, we are going to be moving into an incredible performance by, you know, let's face it, Festival Ballet Providence. They've been one of our partners for years. The work that comes out of Festival Ballet is just, it's awe-inspiring. And last year, they were part of this fire as
yes,
well.
Sir.
And this year, I'm very excited because we have got Dylan Giles from Festival Ballet Providence with us here today. Hello, Dylan.
Hello, Bronwyn. Thank you for having us.
I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm so glad, again, that you're going to be doing something at Water Fire.
Especially this Water Fire, which is a big one, as
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so much going on. There's going to be a lot of people down in that basin area. I also know these people down in the basin area are going to be visiting that German beer garden. Just
oh,
so you
yeah.
know, Dylan, there's a German beer garden in the basin that people will be at, and then I'm sure watching the ballet performance. But can we talk a little bit about what we are going to see Festival Ballet performing?
Well, as you said, this is a big one. So we've got actually 51 dancers that are going to be on stage, not all at once, but in different pieces. We've got, and these are all students from our summer dance intensive, which right now we're in the fourth week of this intensive. So this is ending. This is the big culminating event for them. And of course, what a opportunity for them to be a part of such a huge event, even just a small part. And we're opening with a piece by Jose Limon, who is a fantastic modern choreographer from the mid-20th century. This is a piece that's been performed around the world, and it's called A Choreographic Offering, and it's a tribute to his mentor, Doris Humphrey, also a very well-known modern choreographer. And then we have a short excerpt from Act 3 of Swan Lake, the Hungarian dance. It's a very high energy, high octane character dance. It's very, very fun. And then how about a little Elvis Presley? We've got a piece set to Bossa Nova Baby by our jazz class, and that's
fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun. But then,
so it's really eclectic kind of.
Oh, this is a very wide ranging program. And
very nice.
But then it gets into the grand finale, and this is from a ballet that we're going to be doing later in the season. This is an excerpt in the finale of the ballet called The Firebird, Stravinsky's Firebird, which is, of course, one of his most famous ballets. This is Misha Jurek's staging of the ballet, and it's this kind of stewing, it's called The Monster's Inferno, and it's this kind of little stewing section where the monsters are all dancing around the torches, and these are the first torches to be lit for the whole fire, and they're on stage, and our dancers are kind of dancing around the fire, and then suddenly, you know, the music changes into this beautiful crescendo that I think is so recognizable from Firebird, and that's going to be kind of echoing throughout the city as the doctors from Rhode Island defeats Hep C, come down the stairs and fill the basin out, and so it's going to be a big integration with this idea of hope. And you know, I think last year we were at this point, we were participating in this water fire, and it was a different tone. It was more like, you know, awareness. We wanted people to know, but this is almost a celebration. You heard Dr. Lynn Taylor earlier in the show saying how much, you know, how jaw-dropping it is every day, the progress that's made for Hep C. And so this is a different tone, a much different tone. We're so happy to be able to present that.
And so is there a significance to the Firebird? I think of Firebird and I immediately think, well, wait, what do you think, Betsy, when you hear Firebird?
Resurrection.
I think Phoenix Rising.
Yes, that's a big part of the ballet. I mean, the Firebird is this powerful, mysterious, it's a very old Russian folk character, and she can be evil, and she can be very powerful and do a lot of good. And so in the ballet, she basically lifts this curse off of off of the characters. And so it becomes this huge grand finale celebration, and it's all kind of because of her. This is the big turning point in the ballet. There's so many symbolic applications. We could go on and on and on about this.
Well, I mean, it sounds amazing, and especially to have that be kicking off this incredible...
Water fire,
and then the torch ceremony. Yes. So you said that... So the Firebird's going to be, you're going to be performing that in the fall?
So that is one of three works that we're going to be doing at the Vets in October 23rd to 25th. And it's called Ballet Russe Reinvented. The Firebird was one of the Ballet Russe most famous ballets. The other two on the program, Le Spectre de la Rose and The Afternoon of a Faun. And these are three kind of seminal works of the Ballet Russe around in the early 20th century. And I was also thinking before we came on, Sergei Diaghilev, who was the founder of the Ballet Russe, brought a lot of artists together. I think it's so great that we're still able to do that 100 years later.
I think that we do a good job of that here in Providence and with Waterfire, and we just love the work that you do. I know that you're going to have an information table so people can find out more.
We will be there.
And I believe that's going to be more down towards Canal Street.
On Canal Street, that's right.
Great, so people can find out more about your performances that are up and coming. And, you know, we just love working with you. Excited to hear about the Firebird. We're going to be posting this on Facebook and on our website. Always great to work with you. Betsy Jones, you are a wonderful co-host.
Well, thank you very much. I had a great time.
And we're going to be working a lot together this weekend as we get ready for See Us for Cure, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, everybody, I hope you make it out. Lighting is around 8:15, but come down at 6 o'clock. There is so much going on, always so much to see, and we hope to see you down by the riverside. Remember to live with hope. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We'll see you on Saturday night.